Hello.
Hey, what's up, girl? Hey. This is the shocking me. Oh my god.
Were you able to listen?
No, I could not be listening, but I've done it before, so I can even send you a recording of what it sounds like. So it's pretty cool. But I just want to know how to save this recording.
Okay.
He said he was going to process it, so he processed the recording. So now I don't know if I'm supposed to save it. So that's why I wanted to go to another one. Yeah. But it's just cool. You can hear how clear I sound. I also hear how clear you are. So it's not like one end is different from the other.
Yes. It's very, very clear. Very.
My God. Aywa, that's amazing.
Did you see what I did? I said we beat Lagos traffic.
And I was like, I just went to my small reaction. I'm like, super excited.
Let's see how you can save. Then maybe you try and play around sick tunes and stuff and all, you know. So when we start, you know, we'll just give ourselves 1 month to just start and stuff. Then we will start, you know, putting it out for people. So people who have like clothing or something, like an advert or stuff, so they will now pay for it. So we'll now add that.
I would not want to. That's why there's no traffic.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. Good. Lord is good. Yeah.
All the time. All right. Goodbye. Jesus.
Let me see.
Wow.
Aha. Oyibo.
Goodbye.
Let's see if I can. Hi everyone, welcome to the first recording, or rather the first podcast of Viva Las Giddy Stories. I know it's been a while since I did this. The last recording was in July 2018, when it was a dark moment for me, but I'm back. 2020 baby, let's do this. It's gonna be super amazing. Now first things first, we're gonna have to change the name. Viva Las Giddy Stories is pretty much about what's happening in Lagos, but I've decided to turn it into a platform to express my thoughts, to express how I feel, to also express the inner girl. Okay, so get ready for some awesome thoughts and pretty much involving what's happening in my family, my personal life, who I'm dating, if I'm not dating. It's gonna be pretty much like a diary. All right, so hope you're ready. Let's do this. There's no title yet for this podcast, but I'm excited.
Hi everyone, welcome to another edition of Loose Conversations with Viva. I'm not going to give this a date, or should I? Today is the last day in January 2020, and I haven't had the opportunity to do this since I gave a brief introduction that we're going to start again, and then we didn't. Easier said than done, but one of the pushing motives of 2020 is that against all odds, we must do what needs to be done. All right, so I'm briefly going to just, you know, talk about the way this country has been since the elections. Now, we all understand that the present administration was voted into power in 2015, and their slogan was change. And change they did do, because it has been felt and is still being felt by every citizen of the country. And now 2019, it came around and it was next level. Believe me, what we are seeing now is some next level shit. First of all, what the latest occurrence of, there's actually a lot of headlines that's making everybody's mind boggle. But I want to talk about, I'm bringing it down to the street level, because I still use public transportation to get about, with occasional private cab services such as Uber or Taxify. So it was announced a couple of days ago by the Lagos State government that tricycles popularly known as keke, motorcycles, popularly known as okada, will be banned from certain roads, over 200 roads in Lagos metropolis. Now, have in mind that Lagos is experiencing a massive surge of traffic. Like, traffic has been crazy for the past couple of months, if not years. And it only gets worse as the days go by because of the bad roads. And for those who fly the routes like Apapa, they will understand that having okada is very essential in Lagos because you cannot get from point A to point A, point B5 without an okada. Now, it's also going to affect private firms that own motorcycle services such as Gokada, O-Ride and stuff. So we learned that there was a protest today asking them to reverse the ban, and we don't know how that's going to go. But also from the news streams, we heard that OPE, which is being owned by Opera Mini, will not be affected by the decision of Lagos State government, and according to them, because they signed some sort of MOU with the government. Now, there are a lot of theories that maybe the government is doing this to cleanse the state of a lot of persons or aliens, immigrants that are making use of this business to get by daily living, such as people from Niger and from Chad. Yes, so they're everywhere. Believe me, we also complain about them, but what can we do? But let me bring you to the nitty-gritty of why I'm upset. I have no problem with the government thinking of ways to make the city safe or make it look more urban. No doubt, no problem. But where I always have a fault with the government is they never think of an alternative. You just make a decision and you don't think that, how best are we going to make to enable the citizens to get by, the populace, the ever-increasing population, how do we sort out logistics? They never think about that. And now we have commuters stranded at bus stops along the road on the way to work. The first time we experienced it was, I think it was last week, Monday, when we woke up, and then some of the road authorities, the local road authorities, such as NURTW, that's the Nigerian Union of Road Transport Workers Association, some of the tricycle operators decided not to move, and for that reason the demand went up and so did the price. And just imagine somebody who has already locked down their fee, though it's not wise, but then you decide to lock your fee, like, okay, I'll go to work 500, I'll come back 500, and maybe if I have something to eat 500, you just take 1,005 to work. It's really a massive shock that you get to work, you're getting out of the house Monday morning all prepped up to leave, and all of a sudden you just find out that something you enter 100 naira is now 150, something of 50 is now 100. It destabilizes you, and then you have to re-strategize. What other route can I take that will get me to work, XYZ? So it's very upsetting. And now you think it's just the tricycle owners who are bound to increase it because, okay, they are forced to increase. No, brethren, I tell you, even the Danfo, aka the normal buses, even the smaller buses that we call shuttle buses, are even part of it. Everybody is all in to just make sure they make extra bucks. And that is what is killing me about this country. We know that the government is causing enough hullabaloo to make you go insane to go to Yaba left. But what I don't get is that us Nigerians will be playing our own part, like very, very fervent to just make everybody go crazy. Now, it's affecting everybody, and I don't know what to do. Even if, okay, I buy a car tomorrow, it will not stop change the fact that there's still traffic, the roads are bad, and there's no alternative to every BS that the government is dishing us. So the Lagos State government is doing its own. The federal government on another level is enforcing it will come into effect as from tomorrow, that's the 1st of February, the value-added tax that rose from 5% to 7.5%. And then the question that's on the lips of every Nigerian is, okay, even when you increase the tax, what has been the result so far from the tax that Nigerians have been paying? When they know there are some conglomerates or companies that evade the tax, we don't see anybody being arrested for tax evasion. And then they press down on the common man for not paying tax. And then companies, when they take tax, they deduct tax from salary, there is no certification to show that your tax has been remitted from your salary. a lot of things are going wrong, and I'm going out of my mind. Now, before now, years before now, I used to call myself a patriotic Nigerian, in the sense that a lot of persons want to japa, you know, leave the country for greener pastures, the US, UK, Canada, Australia, any other place but here. I always tell myself, here in Nigeria, I'm a first class citizen. I'm not scared. I'm like, I can go about, but not even getting about another thing because I'm scared of the police because that's another story. I used to classify myself as a true patriotic Nigerian, but now I'm scared. You know why? Because I find myself, I'm emotional when I leave the house. Last week, Friday, for example, I was coming back from work. I took a tricycle with Keke, and they were just calling straight 100 naira for something that's not far, 50 naira. And I'm upset. Now, please note, it's not like I can't afford it. I'm upset because I feel like they're ripping us off. I think of the next person who cannot afford to pay that 100 naira. Do you see how upsetting it is? And then you ask people to like keep a positive face. Of course they'll want to jackpot. Of course they'll want to sell their land. Of course they'll need to borrow and take out loans just to leave and forge or meet up with someone that can help them run away. You can't fault Nigerians. Stay being a Nigerian is tasking, but we always comfort ourselves with the mantra, last, we go there all right. Now God hand we day, he go better. But how long do we have to put up with this BS? A couple of days ago, at least 2 days to be more exact, Senator Abaribe, if I'm correct, called for the president to resign because according to them, when they were giving their manifesto for the second term, they said that if they don't deliver, the Nigerians should stone them. Now we have every right to stone them because policies they have meted out are not in favor of the common man. Everything they do is making people go crazy. 2 weeks ago, it was on the news that residents of Takwa Bay, that is an exclusive area on the island, were driven away from their homes. Once again, I understand they don't have certificate of ownership. Maybe they're building it on pipelines, which is very dangerous. But did you give them enough notice? Did you make any sort of arrangement? Like, you know what? We are going to do XYZ for you to make it much more easy for you to transit, the whole level of transition from being here. Because there are people who have been there for years. I'm talking about, there was even a sad video of a man who passed out. Just from the news, he passed out and neighbors were trying to revive him. It's like, even from the video, he's like, he doesn't want to be revived. He wants to stay put out. Like, he wants to be, like, blackout. So you can see how this is really making everybody go irate, you know? And I feel like this country, it's the only thing that is holding us together. And I know some people will be like, yeah, Christianity. It is prayers. It is the hand of God. Because if we're to be countries like Tunisia, I remember the Arab Spring, how it started. It was someone who was so frustrated by government policies when his shop was shut down that he set himself on fire, and that got everybody upset. It was a typical case of a feather breaking the back of a camel. So you can understand where this whole thing is going when I say that prayer is the only thing holding us together. As a country, we have tried our best. During the 2019 elections, a lot of persons voted not for this government, believe me. I talk to people, I ask questions, and though it might not be the entire population, but if out of 10, 8 would say no, they don't want what they experienced in the first 4 years, then believe me, that is the voice of the people. Or I might be wrong, because in the north, the numbers are kind of different, but only God knows exactly how INEC operates in the northern part of the country. All right, so I guess I just had to rant. It's not loose, it's just a ranting session. How angry I am at a system that doesn't work, a system that has failed the people. It has really failed us. And once again, I can only pray that it gets better. That's the only thing we can do, we can pray. And do my best as a broadcaster to spread the word. And that is why I feel that in a very peaceful way, we can get our voice, make our voices heard. Someone who tried to get his voice heard or
demand for changes was arrested, and it took the power that be to get him released. I'm talking about Sowore, that's the publisher of Sahara Reporters. He was released some days before, I think, was it Christmas? Yeah, it was released during Christmas. And it tells me that this country is a pseudo-democratic. Yeah, whatever it is, it's not democratic at all because we're not free. Let me give you another example before I wrap things up. It is, it's sad because the Nigerian Broadcasting Corporation, yes, NBC, is the guiding body that regulates what goes, the content that goes out on radio and television. And there's a lot of this we can't say. And that's why we're thankful that the internet, of which they're trying to curb it, it will not work, has been a powerful source for Nigerians to speak their minds, especially Twitter and Instagram. And we hope that it continues that way. The voice of the people will be heard and things will get better. We don't know how, but the next time the election comes around 2023, we will do things better. I just hope that Nigerians will be wise and not be moved by stomach infrastructure and just do what is needed to make this country great again. All right, so that's it for today's episode of Loose Conversations. I also am super excited. On a lighter note, I'm excited about a new release from a friend of mine. He's a creative. He's super, super talented. His name is Eclipse Nkasi. And he just is about to release his album, which is titled Child of Destiny. But before that, I think a couple of weeks ago, he released a single out of the album, which is titled King Right Now, which is doing real good. The airwaves in Lagos State are actually top in the charts, one of the top radio stations in Lagos. King Right Now is out. You can get Child of Destiny on every music outlet, every music platform. Great stuff, all right? Hello? Hi, Dane. I'm in front of Signature. Okay. Hi. All right, so that got interrupted for a while. All right, so please check him out. Download the songs on every music platform. I'm just super psyched. My favorite is Call On Me by featuring Guinness. I think that song's personal, but I like it. But anyways, thank you so much. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.